Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, listener. The song you're about to hear is not a sample.
Radio, Faith to Faith Radio. We are worldwide. To God be the glory. We are here. We are here. Today is phenomenal because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, so today you are here with Lady Love, Mr. Faith to Faith himself, and D-Rock. D-Rock is all the way from Tennessee, as I say, Tennessee. I love it when I say it like that. I got that from Miss DD all the way up there in the Yo, Youngstown, Ohio. Yeah, sending a shout out to her. I'm sending a shout out to all my brothers and sisters, people all over the world that's going through something, that's going through a struggle, and you feel like you're being defeated. Just know that God will never leave nor forsake you because he is always there for you. All you have to do is just call on the name of Jesus. And he will answer your prayer. He may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, guys, we're back. Today we have a special guest. We have a young lady all the way from North Carolina. Yeah, she's all the way from North Carolina. She's phenomenal. She's a woman with many hats, and she do so much for the community. And we're just honored to have her on our show today, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and he has created the platform for us to be able to have our loved ones, our friends, our enemies, and everybody that wants to be a part of Faith to Faith. We are worldwide, so we don't turn our back on anybody. We try to give everybody a chance, because God gives everybody a chance. So we want to follow his lead and just do the right thing. So with that being said, we are going to play another song, and then we're going to come back in prayer, and then we're going to bring Miss Didi all the way from North Carolina. She'll be back in a moment. Amen. Amen.
Jeremiah 10:23-24. We well know, O Lord, that to earthly man his way does not belong. It does not belong to man who is walking even to direct his steps. Correct me, O Jehovah. However, with judgment, not in anger, that you may not reduce us to nothing.
All right, yes. Order my steps in your word, Lord. We are so grateful today to have Miss Actress Didi Walker live on the Faith to Faith Radio. We are worldwide. Yes. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to go right into prayer, and then we're going to go into our show. Amen. Father, Lord Jesus, we say thank you, God, for allowing us to wake up one more day, God. We say thank you for just giving us a chance to get it right, God. We are not perfect, God, by no means necessary. So, God, we say thank you for forgiveness, because if without you, God, we would be just lost sheep out here, God. So I am thanking you, God, on this glorious day, this beautiful day that you have made that we have never seen before. God, we say thank you. God, we're praying for people all over the world, because there's so much sickness going on. They don't know who to turn to, God, but we are standing in the gap of those that are calling on prayer. We're praying for everybody that's asking for prayer on the internet. We don't need to know their situation. We are just standing in the gap for them, God. So, God, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for this platform to be able to reach out to one another, to just be somebody's friend, God, Jesus, to just be somebody's shoulder to cry on, God. We say thank you, Lord. But most of all, God, all the glory belongs to you. So, God, we say thank you. We ask that you give us the right words to say. We ask that everything go according to your will and your plan on this day. And, God, we give you all the glory and all the honor in your holy, precious name. And, God, we thank you for our special guest today, Miss Actress Didi Live, and we thank you for Mr. Face to Face himself. We thank you from D-Rock, all the way from Tennessee. We thank you, God, for myself. As always, God, we give you all the glory and all the honor, and to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, so we have our special guest today. We have Miss Actress Didi Walker Live on Face to Face Radio. We are worldwide. But today, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to ask Mr. Faith to Faith to kick off talking with Ms. Didi Actress Live, because I'm always throwing it off. But today, we're going to have Mr. Faith to Faith himself kicking off with Ms. Didi, and I'm going to bring her on right now. Amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, the floor is yours, Mr. Faith to Faith and Ms. Didi Walker.
Well, well. There it is. There she go. Miss D.D. Walker live all the way from North Kakalaki. What's going on?
Yes, yes. I am honored to be on here with you all. Yes, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We are, the honor is ours. To God be the glory. You're doing some big and major things, man. You're doing a whole bunch of things. So, it's enough for us to spread this out. Ms. D.D. Walker Live, I want you to just tell the folks, just in case they might not know, because I know they do, but just in case we got some new people, you know, they hitting on the scene right now. Explain to them, who is Ms. D.D. Walker?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, I would like to go ahead and thank you guys for inviting me on here. This is an honor, a blessing, and I am like, I have this huge smile on my face, guys. I have this huge smile. I'm excited. I'm excited.
To God be the glory. Yes, yes, yes. And that's a beautiful smile, y'all. I'm going to let you know. When you see Miss D.D. Walker smiling, you know everything is all right. Everything's all right. Yes, it's like sunshine.
Well, I want to thank you guys. And for those who don't know me, I'm a jack of all trades. I'm an actress. I'm a model, and I also have a radio station called 106 TBC Radio, which I would love for you guys to join in. Oh, that would be my honor.
Amen. To God be the glory. Just let us know when we can do it.
look, we're going, after this, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen, guys.
Yes, indeed. To God be the glory.
I'm also a screenplay writer, and I'm projects that we're going to be actually in production this summer.
Okay.
The D.D. Walker Live Show is also now on YouTube. So I would love for you guys to go and check it out. We've interviewed some awesome people on here, including R&B singer from the 90s intro, Buddy Mike. I interviewed him. And I also interviewed a couple of up-and-coming folks, an up-and-coming rapper, XMPR, a gentleman that in a new soap opera that I am, he's actually going to play my husband. He's a SAG actor, Ben Gassman. And, you know, the list goes on. So I would love for you guys, I would be honored for you guys to go ahead and check it out.
Yes, indeed.
just just to name a few, a couple of things that I'm in. You guys, I've been in a short movie called The Repass. I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. I played a chin in that. And I also played a mom in a movie called Butter. Both of those are independent movies. And a couple of couple other stuff, and then of course a soap opera that Miss Phyllis is in too. Oh my God, I freaking love her character. Woo, honey.
I love both of y'all, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. But like she just explained, you see all the hats that you wear. You're right, the jack of all trades, Miss Dee Dee Walker. Come on now. Hey, she got so much stuff. She forgot. She even do award shows or award ceremonies. She invited us down. It was a beautiful thing, man. To God be the glory. Yes, indeed. I'm really, really proud of you, Miss Dee Dee.
Thank you.
Your husband, too. You know, he always in the behind the scenes, but he does a lot of good work, man, a lot of great work. But that's my man.
Yes, 30 years marriage and manager. He's my manager. Mm-hmm. He keeps going, so I can't do all of this without him. He's like my manager / drill sergeant /
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Yes. Yes, indeed. That's my man. He really does a great job. You, both of you do a great job and great work. So, Miss Dee Dee, you said you got a couple of projects coming out, huh? Especially this summer. Well, elaborate a little bit more. I'm intrigued to see just what it is. I mean, you're always busy.
So, from a little girl, I've always, you know, been writing. I've always loved writing. That's actually my first love, is to get pinned to paper and write. And, I got a couple of movies. There's one movie that I have a writing partner. Her name is Amy Alonzo. Shout out to her. She's beautiful, beautiful lady, and we wrote a movie, a feature film called A Matter of Time. So we've actually wrote that 4 years ago, and we're finally going to do something with it. COVID slowed us down. Slowed us down.
Right.
But, you know, with God willing, that is going to go into full production this summer. We're actually going to be looking for some actors. So please tell Miss Phyllis, my sis,
yes,
that she definitely got. I'd love to see her character all up in here. I'm just letting you know right now.
Amen.
So, and then I wrote a couple of short stories, and then there's particular story, we partnered up with another media group. The name of our media group, by the way, I didn't mention that, which is, you're going to see a lot of, is TBC Media Group. And we teamed up with Amy Alonzo's media group, and we're getting ready to do a short film, which play a sister, a young sister. Me and my sister are burying our mother and rekindling our relationship. And it's a short film, but it's actually three parts to it.
Okay.
And so we're going to be filming that as well. And we're actually going to start filming that periodically throughout the year. So we're probably going to start filming that within a couple of, like a month or so. And then, but periodically, just like, you know, we're trying to do all of this COVID, you know, all of this.
Right.
So that's just to name some for you. And then I got a project that I can't mention, but I'm so excited. And me in that, and I'm not allowed to talk anything about it, but oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm in that. I'm playing a character I've never played before. So
wow.
I'm excited about that. Usually I play like this just mean, you know, person, which I'm not like
right.
that people.
Oh, right, right, right. So
Portia like, Love on the soap opera, which I can't wait to get into that, into her character.
Right.
I actually love Portia Love. Portia Love is self-centered. She's all about herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some hidden
okay.
treasures. And then there's Gretchen, and Gretchen plays a gold digger. But this
mm-hmm.
character that I'm ready to play is completely different. It's like I've never played her. I can't even mention. Oh my gosh, I wish I can. You guys bring
right,
me back
right.
on. So I'll tell you all about her. So I
we
can't
sure
wait.
Will. Amen, amen, amen. We sure will do that because we. Hey, you got us wondering what it is now. You got the audience. Well, what is she doing? So yes, we will bring you back when you're able. To mention and let us know what we're going to be looking for, but be looking forward, y'all. Y'all be looking forward to what she's working on now. These projects are coming out, and wow, man, I'm just so proud of you and how you continue to keep on pushing and pushing. But you know how we do this interview thing. We're going to come right back with Miss BD Walker Live, y'all. We're going to let you listen to a couple, maybe a song or two, you know, and then I'm going to hand this on over, you know, because, hey, a major, major love for you, Miss Didi Walker Live. Major love, Mr. Faith to Faith himself.
Thank you. Thank
Faith
you.
To Faith, Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen. All right.
Yeah.
All right, that's it right there. You need to know now. You need to know that God will never leave nor forsake you. Amen? Yes, so we are back, everybody. Back with Faith to Faith Radio yet again. We are worldwide, so no matter where you are, we can have you on the show. All you need is a laptop or even a telephone, and we can bring you right on to Faith to Faith Radio. You know why? Because we're worldwide. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to bring Miss Dee Dee back on. And this time we're going to let her have her time with Mr. D-Rock all the way from Tunsay. All right. Let's get it. Let's go.
That's right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lady Love. It's so honored to be on Blog Talk Radio on today. And, I really appreciate Mr. Face-to-Face himself. So, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, Miss Dee Dee Walker, thank you so much for being on with us on today.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm really enjoying myself. Usually, I'm doing an interview, and so I'm sitting here like smiling like crazy.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. Well, you know what? I had to kind of get some bio on you, and you know, see what Dee Dee Walker is all about. And I see here that you have been doing a lot of things, a lot of stuff on your role here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us one of some. I got, you know, quick some couple questions I definitely want to ask. What made you? What's your inspiration of getting into the acting business? Did you thought about this when you was a little girl, or what was the thing with you with that?
When I was a little girl, I always Charlie's Angels was like one of my mm-hmm. favorite shows.
Okay.
And you know, and when you see Bionic Woman, I'm telling my age, y'all. I'm telling my age. Bionic Woman, Charlie's Angels, love those characters. Of course, mm-hmm. Wonder Woman. And I said, you know, I wanted to do that. And I used to reenact. Like, I would somehow, like, when they did the repeats, I would know, like, mostly all the words, and I would reenact it. And I loved doing
right.
it. And some I seriously getting into acting, it wasn't until I had my third child, and I was in
gotcha.
This play called Mama Needs a New Pair of Shoes, and I played Bo Montgomery's wife, Sister Montgomery.
Wow.
I got stage, and it was my first, well, I've been in plays in high school and stuff like that, but it was always in the background, never
mm-hmm.
I was too nervous to ever go after any major parts. Like, couldn't do it. Like, I would go for the part and, like, I would not say anything. I would freeze. So
mm-hmm.
Sister Montgomery was literally by accident. My husband, although he's like my manager and stuff, our business is we have an IT company. So he was fixing a computer for this guy who happened
mm-hmm.
to, he wrote a call Mama Need a New Pair of Shoes, and he was like, you know, the lady who plays Sister Bo Montgomery, she doesn't want to do it anymore, you know, because they traveled all over, like all over North Carolina, all over
right.
Atlanta, and it was just too much for her. And you know, I had three kids. I was like, I don't think I'm gonna do it. My husband's like, do it. I was like, you think so? He was like, yeah. I said, okay. So I got on the stage, and I became Sister Bo Montgomery, and I loved it ever since then. Loved it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so unique, you know, because, you know, I do a lot of things like myself too as well, like acting and singing and, you know, the company and things like that. But, I'm sitting here, you know, you had some things with far as with your mom. You know, I see you had a collab with your mom on the show. You know, tell us that experience.
Yes. Me and mom, we had a show. It was a local TV show called Coffee Time. It started off the nonprofit group that Phyllis and Mr. Faith Man is talking about. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can.
Okay, my alarm was going. It started off by the big chat, and then we started filming different people doing interviews and stuff like that, and then people loved us. They love my mom. They love her character. She's a hot mess in a bucket, but she's the most beautiful, loving, warm-hearted person you ever want to meet, but she's snazzy and she's snappy. And so people were like, you guys would do awesome by like a talk show. And we're like, okay. So, TVC Media, that's actually what was produced. We produced a talk show, which was Coffee Time, and we actually ran, like 30 episodes. And it was really good. And then, of course, you know, my mom was like, okay, you know, and me and my mom and my husband were like, this is the production of it was like a little bit too much for us. So we said, we'll pick it up at another time. So hopefully in the future we'll pick it up. But yeah, I do stuff with her. We're on a radio show together. She has her own show on there, of course, called Hanging Out with Miss Denise. So we do a lot. She's actually going to be in the movie, the soap opera with me in Life for You. It's called Life for You now. She's going to play my mom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's going to play my mom. And what a lot of people don't know, she was in a movie, a short film by Cynical Robinson called Miss Jackson. And she actually killed me in that one. But anyway.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So we often joke about that. But so yeah, we do a lot together. We do a lot.
Thank you. Wow. And one last question, and I always do this all the time. If it could be any actor or actress, who would be like the most that you wanted to definitely collab with in the acting world? It can, you know, anybody that you wanted to collab with.
Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
Yes. Because I'm gonna let you know on a little secret. Some of the personality of Portia Love, I channel from Gabrielle Union, because some of, like, oh, God, what movie? Oh, God, like, how can I forget? She did something to Eva. It's called The Evil of Eve. Oh, I can't remember it. But she plays a sister who's, like, the brother-in-laws are afraid of her, and she's real evil, you know. But come to find out, the reason why she's evil is because there's some issues going on in the hidden line of her. And I was like, you know, I could see a little bit of Portia Love in her. So, yeah, Gabrielle Union, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, we would love to see that. I would love, you know, one day, hopefully you can work with Gabrielle Union one day. So, yeah, I would love to see you on some big screens, you know. Yes, indeed. But other than that, and the other thing is that where can we, you know, connect? You know, how can people can connect with you?
The best way to connect with me is by email, and it's theonlyddwalker@gmail.com. And when you spell DD, it's DEEDEE. So it's theonlyddwalker@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram, and you can find me on Twitter, theonlyddwalker@gmail.com. And of course, I've got the YouTube. If you guys would like to be on my YouTube channel, whatever, that one, the DD Walker live show. So that's on YouTube, and it's on 106TBCRadio.com on Thursdays as well. And of course, DD is DEEDEE.
Well, gotcha. Well, you guys heard it first, and you got, hey, DD Walker is here, and we're looking forward to doing some great things with you too as well.
Amen.
Yes. I love to collect all of you guys. Oh my gosh.
Yes, ma'am. So with that being said, we usually do that part at the end of the show, but I guess he just felt that he needed to jump right in. But we will have you rephrase that again. Right now, we're going to go into some music, and we shall be right back.
We'll be right back. what he asked me, to put your faith in a God that you can't see. How can you trust and believe in that fantasy? In the midst of these calamities, a world torn, scorned, wars, famine, and disease. The poor starving in the streets, begging for meals to eat. While the greedy run rampant all across the planet, it's the same old thing. No sense of peace, Prince of Peace. And all I see is chaos. You talk about a great God, then where was he? When a man from Wilmington got laid off from his day job, came home and killed his whole family. Please answer me. And what about the prayers of the patients with cancer? Does he hear that plea? And why doesn't he heal the amputee? Is that bar too far for his hands to reach? Or can it be that the all-powerful was powerless, cowardice, and lacks empathy? Shoot, I ain't even think of the church. They even worse hypocrites that don't practice what they preach. With all the different doctrines and creeds and translations of the Bible, it should be obvious, and then I can see. He said candidly, then I asked, can I speak? I just want to plant a few seeds. What if I'm wrong and what if you're right? What if Jesus was just a man and wasn't the Christ? What if this life was just by chance and wasn't designed? What if there's not really a plan here for you and I? What if I'm right and what if you're wrong? What if there's really a God and he sits on the throne? And we're not alone, what if he's trying to make himself known? When we just ignore him, best we'll figure it out when we're gone. Hey yo, you can't see God, doesn't mean that he don't exist. You can't see gravity, should you walk off a cliff? Now that thought may be hard to resist, like the bottom, but the problem with your logic is this. Just because something is unseen doesn't mean that it isn't there. Electrons, black holes, particles in the air, it's clear. Even the agnostic will acknowledge a slip. You can't see wind, but you can see its effects. I'll admit, I know it's evil in the world, I live in the hood. Where sin is an epidemic, we don't live as we should. You see the bad, but are you missing the good? It's a mixture, but maybe you don't know where to look. And I hate for my position to be twisted or misunderstood. You see it here in the book, like a fishing hook that's in the script. But you must have missed it. My Savior isn't blind to all conditions at all. He suffered with us, left the comforts of heaven just to come and get us. 39 lashes, a thorn crown that was custom fitted. Shed his blood, cause that was the mission. Down on that old rugged cross for the lost, but now he's risen. As for the amputee that believes to receive a new body in glory, new hands and feet. And I know that church hurts worse, cause we should know better, but really we know better.
What if I'm wrong and what if you're right? What if Jesus was just a man and wasn't the Christ? What if this life was just by chance and wasn't designed? What if there's not really a plan here for you and I? What if I'm right and what if you're wrong? What if there's really a God and he sits on the throne? And we're not alone, what if he's trying to make himself known? But we just ignore him, guess we'll figure it out when we're gone.
Now, what baffles me isn't just that secular academia dismisses the notion of God and operates with the assumption that he doesn't exist, but while exhorting this belief, it seems like they invest countless dollars, resources, searching space for some intelligent, powerful being that placed them here on Earth and tell them a purpose, a reason why they're here. By definition, wouldn't that be God?
Hey yo, the fool says in his heart that there is no God. How could you step at the stars and miss this magnificent art? A beautiful gift, it's a picture that's drawn. In creation, it testifies as a witness to all. Fire lit in the dark, the designer have you stricken with awe. Yeah, you contend like it's just a facade, just a mirage, a coincidence, and merely the cause of chance. Ministry is clearly a fraud, ridiculous, and if we pick it apart, we see it doesn't even out when we consider the odds. So I contend that you didn't evolve and that all men were created in the image of God. You are significant, so let's begin to get started. It's a matter of history and not physics or law, scientific results. This was the litany of men of the cloth who knew the beginning of wisdom with the fear of the Lord.
What if I'm wrong and what if you're right? What if Jesus was just a man and wasn't the Christ? What if this life was just by chance and wasn't designed? What if there's not really a plan here for you and I? What if I'm right and what if you're wrong? What if there's really a God and he sits on the throne? And we're not alone, what if he's trying to make himself known? But we just ignore him, guess we'll figure it out when we're gone. Let's go home.
Yeah. Rhythm me that. Rhythm me that. Hey. All right. You're back with Face to Face Radio. Yes. And again, we are worldwide. We are here to bring something new to the avenue that you haven't seen before or heard before. And, of course, yes, we do have our television station, our Victorious Season, I think that's what it's called. But we are going to do our first show where we're actually coming back to the television because we had to take a pause for the cause with all this pandemic and stuff going on. But we are coming back. We are victorious. We are wonderfully made. And we are just excited about what God is doing in our lives. There is none like him. There will never be none like him. So don't even think about it. There was a pastor one time that said that he was Jesus. And he's going to show you that I can walk on the water just as Jesus did. And when he walked on the water, he walked on the water all right, but he kept on going down, down, and down. And he never came back up. So do not play with God because God is not to be played with. You know, only one God, one Father, and one Son. So you can't beat God at nothing he do. So don't even try to imitate him. Don't say that you are a God because you're not. You are his child. We're his child. We're his children. Amen. So with that being said, we are going to bring back Miss DeeDee Walker Live, the actress all the way from North Carolina. Yay!
Yes.
Hey, girly girl. How you doing?
I'm representing, honey.
Amen. So, all right, so here we are talking about the movements you made. The I know one thing that you didn't talk about that you used to do, and it was for like autism or something like that. It was some type of, you was pushing for a charity. I forget what it was, but it had something to do with children.
Right, sickle cell anemia. I raised money for kids of different types of cancer. I raised money for Make-A-Wish Foundation. And then through the big chat, we interviewed this guy named Darnell, who unfortunately passed away. But he had a foundation that he was working with the kids with sickle cell anemia to go to camp for the summer. Of course, they couldn't go this summer because of COVID and everything.
Right.
And I kind of took over, well, I didn't take over. I kind of just stepped in when I could fit in, so to speak.
Right.
And I did a couple of events where I raised money for that foundation. And of course, every time I could shout them out, I tell people to go directly to them and give them some money because their organization is beautiful. So it's over, by the way, but I just happen to know these group of people who are here in North Carolina. And what they do is they take kids with sickle cell anemia to camp so they can just be kids. There's a lot of them have debilitating ailments. It just kind of cripples their body. Some of them are crippled. Some of them, their immune system is compromised. It's a lot going on with them, and a lot of them have, they really focus going back and forth to the doctor. That's their lives, you know, especially when they have an episode that comes on.
Right.
And the gentleman, Darnell, who passed away, unfortunately for him, it took over him. He lost the battle. He lost the battle. And, I fell in love with his family, fell in love with the organization that was for the camp, and so that's what I was doing.
Okay. So I hear that you are this phenomenal actress. I actually know she is, everybody. I'm just trying to put it out there like I don't know what you know.
Thank you.
What I want you to do is act out a scene from one of your characters that you do.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Portia Love, but you know, I'm trying to think. What scene does she do? That's a good one.
You know the scene where you're talking, you're in the living room, and someone comes to visit you, and you know, oh no, that would never be me. That one?
Oh gosh. Oh, you're gonna have no. Oh my goodness. Now I'm trying to think. okay, this scene. This scene from Portia Love, if I could remember it, oh my gosh, is where she's talking to her husband's cousin, who happens to be a police officer.
Yeah.
God, can I remember that? Oh my gosh. And she's basically telling her, you know, like the cousin is trying to tell her about this family's children who unfortunately was messed with. And of course, Portia's like not even trying to hear it, because she don't, like, it's not that she don't care, it's just like she's just into herself, you know.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Forgetting. Yeah, she's very forgetting and stuck up, like she's the God's gift to the world.
Oh, right. If it wasn't for me and my mother, you would be right. Wait, you don't make me nervous. Okay, well, if it wasn't for me and my mother, nobody would know who you are. But if it wasn't for us, no one would know who you are. I can't do it because you're so.
That's okay. Bye. You gave a little sunshine.
I'm laughing.
They actually have to go to primetime TV or go to what is it, Amazon.com, and look, get the DVD. Like, you can probably look on her page and click on the link to get the DVD, and you can actually see her in action. Because, like, me and her haven't crossed paths yet, but if me and her ever cross paths, because I'm I'm going to let the Holy Ghost fill in on this Portia Love if we ever cross paths.
The Holy Ghost. I'm praying on her.
Yes.
Oh my God,
I love it. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Because, you know, it's hard, like, acting when you, like, if you've never done it before, for those that's never done it before, it's really hard. Like, you have to really, really focus
I could get into it, but Portia, she is like a horrible, she's not really horrible, but she is, and I'm sitting here laughing, so it's hard for me to, I'm sorry, guys, look, you know, if you want to see that scene, if you follow me on Twitter, I actually saved a little clip of that, and if you go to Twitter, which is The Only Dee Dee Walker, and I think the handle is The Only Dee, like it's just a Dee Dee Walker,
right?
Because they allow you to put the whole. It was too much,
right?
So it's the only Dee Dee. If you see it, you'll actually see the clip of me, and I'm being Portia Love. So you guys can go check that out. Because I'm sorry, guys, I'm sitting here like laughing. I'm excited because usually I'm doing an interview.
I know. Yeah, yeah. She had me on her show a couple of times, but, you know, like, this woman right here, she's very, very, like, you know, you don't find a lot of humble people nowadays because everybody feel like they got to get the last word in, like, no, if it ain't about me, da-da-da-da. This is not her. This lady right here, this woman is a great woman of God. You know, God always put people in people's path for a reason. And I'm telling you, with me and her and Mr. Faith to Faith, we clicked right off with each other. Like, there wasn't no ill hand, but we just hit it off right, like, bam, like we had been knowing each other. And I'm telling you, like, when she gives an event, when this lady right here gives an event, it is like it's the event to go to, okay? Like, you don't want to miss that. And I don't know when this pandemic is going to lift up or not, but I'm looking forward to another one of your events. I always look at the pictures. I won't never, like, get rid of those pictures because pictures are memories, you know. That's you can always, a picture say 1,000 words, and we was at one of her events, and I don't know what had happened. Somebody had did something to upset her. Me and Mr. Faith to Faith, we were just trying to comfort her. We was really trying to comfort her because I don't like to see nobody's face not smiling. And this woman right here smiles all the time, no matter what. But for some reason that day, and we just like, you know, we prayed with her and we told her it's going to be all right. And, you know, God just made that beautiful smile come back. And I'm so grateful that we was like there to, you know, lift your spirits back up. Because people, the enemy always try to bring you down, no matter who it is. Because, you know, we can always say, oh, yeah, that's my friend. But we don't have a whole lot of friends. We have a whole lot of associates. Because a real friend is somebody like thick and thin. They are there for you no matter what. Now, like, I know you're your mom. I know that's your mama. But your mom, that's the sweetest lady in the world that I know. I haven't seen no other side of her, so I can't speak on the other side. But I know, like, you and your mama act like friends.
Yes. Me and her are, like, really close. If I'm upset, which, by the way, I'll go back to my mom in a second. I want to thank you for that day because it was a devastating moment. But the comfort and the prayer you gave me changed the whole mood, and I was able to proceed. And it's like you stepped in at the right time. So I want to thank you. I don't think I ever had a chance to say thank you and how much I appreciate
you.
And the fact, and this lady came all the way from, you had just finished another event that was several hours away, and you and Mr. Faith to Faith came on down there, and I was so appreciative. It was like I felt the love from you, and I was like, oh my God, this is so sweet. And then when you saw I was upset, and you were like, hold up, we're going to have to pray. We're going to have to pray. And I was like, oh, okay. I want to say I appreciate that about you. You, yes, beautiful soul. You're talking about somebody with a beautiful soul. This sister right here has a beautiful soul.
Amen.
And you're doing a lot. And, you know, and in everything that you're doing, you put God first. And that's the most, most humbling thing anybody can ever do, putting God first. So I appreciate that about you.
Yes, ma'am.
Me and mom, we are close. You know, we're like, you know, before this interview, I was like, oh, guess what? You know, like, she's my gossip partner. She's, you know, we do things together. My husband's my manager, but she's my road dog, you know, because, like, you know, she, like, she'll even, in cases, people got to go through her to actually come through me. She's like, we're going to have to talk. What's your intentions?
Right.
You know, that's the way she is. She's a good person. And people just love her. You know, people gravitate to her. And I have so much respect for her. And, you know, she's somebody I can ask for advice, of course, because she's my mom. But she'll give it to me as a mother, and she'll talk to me like a friend. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, she can call me and she'll just, like, we'll just talk. And we could be on the phone for hours. And sometimes we could just see each other and on the phone again talking. We do. And then when we work together, we work together. We're like two business partners. It's like, okay, yeah, you my mama, I'm your daughter, but this is business. And you should see us, like, we're literally in a boardroom, you know, which is a lot of times the kitchen table, the living room, or the boardroom. It's like you would not think we were related. You would think we were two people going in trying to figure how we're going to make this work. But then after that, immediately, I'm like, Mom, did you see what they post on Facebook? Do you see what's going on with you know, the what's going on in the world today? I mean, that's just us, you know, which I'm very glad to have that in her.
Amen. So I was going to say something. I forget what it was, but I'm going to still move on. Because it, like, slipped my mind for some odd reason. I don't know. But we are just so, so glad that you really did have a chance to come out. Because a lot of times people be so busy and they don't really want to take the time out to do an interview. Because, I mean, like, this woman right here, she's always doing something. I mean, always. If you look at her Facebook page or her channel on YouTube or whatever she tells you to go to or send you to look her up, it's always a lot. It's not like some people have a website and they would have to have, like, a little bit on it. But, no, this young lady right here has, you know she did because her credentials speak for themselves. So what I would like to do right now is go into a song, and then when we come back, we're going to bring everybody on because we still got, like, 30 minutes to go. So we're going to bring everybody back on. We're just going to just, like, talk for a little while and just let God arise and the enemy be scattered. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Been through too much. can't keep it to yourself.
Life survivor.
Gotta run and go tell somebody else.
Life survivor.
Been through too much, can't keep it to yourself.
Life survivor.
Gotta run and go tell somebody else.
Been through too much, can't keep it to myself. Gotta run and go tell somebody else. Amen. Yes, yes. I love that lady right there. Yes, absolutely. So I am bringing back everybody on so we can all just talk for a few minutes. And we're going to end in about 20 minutes our show. Well, actually, we got 20 minutes, but we're going to end our show once we all say what we have to say, and we are going to just enjoy and gouge in with each other on some goodness. All right, so who want to kick it off? Mr. Face to Face.
What it do? What it do, people? To God be the glory. I said, what it do? You don't really get that from no preachers. That's that slang. That's that Holy Ghost slang.
Yeah, okay.
It's all good. It's all good, Mr. Faith, because you know what? I'm sure some preachers out there say what it do. Hey, I'm gonna tell you mine. They as my bishop say, we go hard in the paint. That's what he say.
That's right. We go hard in the paint. D Rock, D Rock, Lady Love, Lady Love.
Yo,
how you doing, Lady Love?
Good. I'm
good. Miss D Walker live. Miss D Walker, you still live over there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm still smiling, y'all. I'm still smiling.
That's right. See, I know you're smiling because the sun's still shining over here.
Hey.
Yes, honey. It's shining here, too. It's shining here.
Amen. To God be the glory. Well, we really, really enjoyed our time with you, man. We really did. I hope everybody got the information that they need to get, so they know who to get in touch with. You in North Carolina, Miss D.D. Walker, if you got any kind of talent, you want to do some acting, you want to just get into the entertainment field, Miss D.D. Walker Live is who you need to get in contact with. And later on, she's going to give you all her information, her contact information, how you can do that. All right, y'all?
Amen. D-Rock.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, hey, you know what? Mr. Face to Face said everything all into one, and you know, all I got to say is that so glad to talk with Ms. Dee Dee Walker on today, and blessings and favor to you, my sister.
Amen, oh. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, it's always a pleasure on our end. We have to get you down here on our television show because
yes.
We need to...
Yes.
We got details on that. So, you know, if you are looking to be on We Are Victorious show, please contact us on Face to Face. You probably won't see the name Mr. Face to Face himself or Lady Love. So I'm just going to throw it out there this one time. Or D-Rock. I'm going to throw it out there this one time. So y'all better catch the tip. I'm Phyllis Jordan on Facebook. Mr. Gabriel Super on Facebook, and Damon Ritchie on Facebook, okay? And, of course,
yes.
You know, Dee Dee Walker, she on Facebook. I'm just throwing that out there now. I ain't going to mention that.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Throw it. Miss Lady Love is in the house.
You know how you do it, but sometimes you got to give them your government name so they know how to look you up. So
right.
You just gave her government name to look us up because we're all here just as Miss Dee Dee Walker. We're all here to just enlighten people's life, to help them out in any direction that they're trying to go, because there's always something that each one of us can learn from each one of us that we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to lift each other. Hey, everybody in the world, we have to lift each other up. Only time you should be looking at the person is when you're praying for them. Don't talk people down. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of that. It's a lot of the haters in the world. But thank God for the haters because they just push us harder. What you say about that, Ms. Dee Dee?
Well, I say the haters keep us relevant. I mean, come on now. They cause people to look us up and find out the truth.
Amen. Amen. That's
hey,
right.
Amen on that. Hey, yes.
I say cheers to them. Do my black coffee for the haters. Okay.
Okay, now there you go. There go Portia right there. That was Portia right there, y'all.
Yeah, that was.
That was Portia right there.
Yes, that was Portia. I really wish I could reenact that, but for some reason I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, she's not nice. Okay.
See, they'll find out when they click on that link. You're going to give them the information. They're going to click on that link. They're going to see.
Honey, they about to find out something. Of course, it's something else. Okay.
Yes, he is. The way you did an excellent job on Portia, man. Excellent job.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. You know, all you got to do is go on the Facebook page. You can click on the link and you can see me and her both in action. I'm telling you, y'all. God is doing
yes, indeed.
Things in our lives, you know. People don't realize that we are really kings and queens, and they don't realize that, you know.
Right.
It's just a proven fact that we are kings and queens. And when they realize their background, they will see the real deal. Like that Allstate commercial say, the real deal. So they have to know. You have to know who you are and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Absolutely.
If you don't have God in you, I'm not going to be trying to live for Jesus, and I'm not trying to be funny, but we have to have some God in us. We have to have, you know, the word of God says just a little bit of faith will carry you a long way. So if you
come on
now. Tiny mustard seed of faith, that will carry you a long way, because you're going to, I challenge anybody to read your Bible for the next 25 days. I even shortened it down for the next 15 days. The next 15 days, 3 weeks, read your Bible. Just read a scripture. Read a verse. You know what I'm saying? And watch how your reading becomes your everyday habit. Because anything you do for 15 days, it becomes a habit. So I want us to, because see, the next time we come on here, we probably won't even have no guests. We probably just be on here talking about the Bible. Because this ain't neither one of us on here, I don't believe, is a Bible scholar. We're going to have our Bible. And we're going to try the word by the word. Amen? That's what we need
to
do.
That's it.
And this is not a class. This is just freshening our own insight, intellect about the word of God. Because you cannot be out here trying to tell people about the word of God if you don't know what the word of God means yourself. So,
come on. All right.
I'm going to get into my Bible more and more, because I usually just read it on the phone, because it's the same, but I actually want to just pick the Bible up in my hand, because that's just a lazy way of reading your Bible, I think. So
right.
I'm going to put my Bible here, and I know Mr. Faith and Faith going to have his, and I know D-Rock going to have his, and if Miss Dee Dee Walker wants to come on, because we just want to talk about the goodness of Jesus. We just want to dedicate that time to Jesus, because a lot of people, they don't even dedicate their time to Jesus. But on that note, it's Dee Dee. If people want to get in contact with you and find out what you're doing, how you're doing it, how they can reach out to you to come to their neck of the woods or whatnot, how can they do all of that?
Well, the best way, I'm going to start with the best way, is to email me. My email comes to my phone, so I'm nosy. I'm always clicking. So if you go to theonlydeewalker@gmail.com, and the only is, I'm sorry, DD is DEEDEE, the only DD Walker. And then if you go to social media and you put in the only DD Walker, the only DD Walker page basically keeps up with everything. It keeps up with my modeling. It keeps up with my acting. Keeps up with my radio station. It also keeps up with the new YouTube show that I have on YouTube as well. Okay. And if you would like to follow me on YouTube, please subscribe.
Amen.
If you guys would like, just put in
the Dede Walker Live Show. So come up. You can catch whatever interview I had. If you would like for me to interview you guys, email me. I would love it. I'm on the radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. on 106tvcradio.com. I talk about issues that matter to all of us, and I give it in my version, in the Dede Walker Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So that's how you guys. Oh, I also have a new, I started it last year, kind of dropped it a little bit because I was walking in the park. It's called
right.
Walk Talk, and when you spell plus, it's P-L-U-Z, it's Walk Plus Talk. I get on there, I talk about a subject, and while I'm talking about the subject, I'm exercising, I'm giving tips, I'm taking tips because, you know, I'm not an exercising guru, or I don't have a degree behind me, but I'm out there trying to do it, trying to lose this weight. And so if you guys have some advice on what worked for you, I'm all ears. I'm like, okay.
Amen.
So, and I go live on that page, and I walk on there. Sometimes I'm walking with my co-host, Amy Alonzo, who's also one of the producers on Life for You. I'm on there walking with her, and that's how you can find me, guys.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. So,
I'm with the exercising.
Yes, I'm trying to lose that weight. Have you guys heard of Bullet Coffee?
What coffee?
Bullet Coffee.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Y'all got
off the quiet. Yeah, I never heard of that. That's
you know,
Bullet
Coffee is something I thought I would never drink, but it has been taking me through the morning. It supplements as, you know, because what I do is I intermittently fast. So I eat, I don't, and no carbs and stuff like that, except for it's in vegetables. And so Bullet Coffee. It's not for everyone, first of all. It's not for everyone. And, of course, if you have cholesterol problems and stuff like that, you might not want to drink it. But it's been my saving grace. It's basically coffee with stevia sugar. Stevia is like, it doesn't mess with your insulin. You know, but a lot of people don't know, a lot of these diet drinks and stuff like that, it can also trigger insulin. Which is
right.
not good. So stevia does that. You know, as far as the studies are happening, you know, I looked up. Let somebody come out with something else. That's what I know so far. So stevia with butter, and it has to be the real butter. And you melt it all in and drink it. And it's freaking delicious. I like it.
Wow. Okay.
She said,
okay, I can dig it.
So that means
Right. Well, that's Lady Love. Lady Love drinks coffee. That's Lady Love. I don't drink coffee at all. Cause...
Is that the same coffee that they were talking about on Chris Lee's Knows Best?
I'm sorry, what you say?
I was saying, is that the same coffee they were talking about on Chris Lee's Knows Best? They were saying, oh, they got this new coffee. Have you heard of it? But I couldn't think of the name because...
it
I didn't get the name to say it, but... I'm wondering because she said it's some coffee. I don't really want to say that on the air what she said the coffee is. It got something to do with
right.
cat.
All right.
I don't know if I want to. I would have to actually look at it and read the ingredients and all that before I even try it. But if she says it's freaking good,
well, I
don't know what she
says. I'll drink black coffee. See, you know, some folks can't do that. Some folks are like, they got to have some cream, some sugar. You know, they got they gotta make their coffee into some coffee. You know what I'm saying? Me, I would drink black coffee.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get it from my mama. Me and her are drinking black coffee. My husband was shaking his head like, oh, Lord. So, stevia, I like the taste of stevia. Not every, it's an acquired taste. Not everybody likes it. And then the butter gives it like that foamy, frothy taste. And it acts with the sugar, and it kind of takes on the coffee and sugar. It just tastes good, the stevia sugar, I mean. It just tastes good to me. I like it. I like it. So anyway, I talk about that on Walk Plus Talk. like stuff like that, you know, stuff that I'm finding. And people give me tips, they inbox me, and they're like, you know, try this, try that.
I might have to try.
I know,
it
might just be your faces right now. I know you're like,
mmm, but. Well, yeah. Lady Love's going to try it. She told her she's going to try it.
Whatever.
Let me know what you
think. Yeah. Me, no, because like, she drinks, Lady Love drinks coffee. I don't drink coffee. I drink tea.
Oh, okay.
So, I drink black tea. Yeah, but my mama told me coffee stunts your growth, so I ain't want to be short. So I drink tea. I ain't drink none.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
My mama gave me one of those old Southern tales. She said, coffee stunts your growth. I said, oh, no, I don't want to be short.
Wow. So, Mr. Faith to Faith, the black tea with no sugar, nothing, just plain black tea, right?
No, he put honey in.
I use honey.
Okay.
I don't use sugar. I don't even use sugar at all. I use honey. I don't use no sugar.
Gotcha.
And nothing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's good to see. And, you know, like, I just noticed my weight with this COVID got away with me. It just got away. And I'm like, oh, boy. And they say the camera for 10 pounds. And I'm like, boy. Is the camera just going to add 10 pounds without my permission? Yeah. Like, go.
Hey, man. They say, hey, just wear black. Black make you look thin. That's how you do it. That's how I do it. I put on something black.
The black one working for me.
You're good. You're good. You're perfect, girl. You're perfect. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Yeah.
Tell your husband, your manager, tell your mom we love them. We miss them, and we can't wait for COVID over so we can go and get back to work here.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I definitely will. I definitely will.
Amen.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to take a pause for the calls, guys. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back, and I don't know what's going to happen after that. We're going to let God arise and the enemy be scattered. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. Craig Jr., go get him one time. We're going all in. I'm with the light, call me daytime. Daytime. Bible on my hip, that's waistline. Waistline. Calling Jesus up like FaceTime. Reload the Bible up, now spray time. I tell the devil. Wait a minute. I tell him. Wait a minute. I tell the devil like. Wait a minute. I tell the devil like. light, call me daytime. Bible on my hip, that's waistline. Calling Jesus up like FaceTime. Reload the Bible up, now it's break time. I tell the devil, I tell him.
Wait a minute. That's them boys all the way from Dayton, Ohio. The name of their group is called Going All In, but they hot though. They all the way from Dayton. I'm saying them boys is hot right there. They hot now. I'm telling you, they hot from out of Dayton, Ohio. So
amen.
And they did this concert. Well, they was having like people from just all over to just come and sing. And of course, you know, yours truly had to go. So,
aww.
But it was a rapping thing. And I was just like, oh, okay. Because I don't mind, like, I don't knock rapping, gospel, but that's just not like my stilo. I don't do rap. I'm a gospel artist. And it just seemed like it took forever because it was a lot of rappers. But it was so powerful, though. That's what I enjoyed about it. It was powerful. We had a really, really nice time up there. Then we missed it face to face.
We sure enough did, because I love me some rap.
I know you do.
Come on with it.
I know you do.
You know I'm about to get my. Hey, I was about to go 80s on them. I'm about to get my boogie on.
Uh-oh.
I can listen to rap now. Don't get me wrong, but I can't listen to it like all day. I have to hear some singing going on now, okay? Now, if you got singing, we can work.
That's understandable. That's why when we do our shows, we try to have a mixture of everything for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song.
But,
on point.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I told the devil, wait a minute. That's hot. But if you see them like do that live, they be just phenomenal.
Woo.
They on point.
Man, I'd be like, boy, what? I wish I could be young again. Man, they be all over the place, boy.
Thank you. Here, y'all. Is winding down. We got 7 minutes. The lady tells me 90 seconds. As long as we're talking and she having interruptions, then guess what? I'm going to just go on and just, I'm going to play something else. How about that?
Come on.
All right. We got her information and everything. We good. Miss Dee Dee Walker Live, just in case they cut us off. Thank you for joining us, man. We were honored to have you. We love you.
Yes.
Oh my God. And the honor was mine.
Amen. I'm going to play another song. We got time.
Clap your hands like this.
Everybody, come on.
Clap your hands like this.
We got any survivors out there. Come on.
Clap your hands like this.
If you know the words, you want to sing it with us. Come on.
I've seen storms. I've seen rain. I've seen joy. I've seen pain. I've seen good. I've seen bad. I've seen happy. I've seen sad.
Mr. D-Rock, we thank everybody. God bless you and have a blessed day. And we're going out on this song, y'all.
I never should have got this fuck if you made. Clap your hands like this. I never should have got this.
Attention, listeners. The song you're about to hear is not a sample.
It's not a sample. It's not a sample. It's not a sample.
It's not a sample.